Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. So this morning we are doing our community spotlight, and we're focusing on the CARE Train, which is something that happens in Union County. Jim Cisa is here. He's the distribution chair. He's been on the board. You've been on the board for a lot of years.
19 years. Thank you very much.
19 years. Wow. I mean, that's a long time to serve something so important. So let's talk about what CARE Train is and who it serves.
Thank you, Angie, and I appreciate you having us here this morning. CARE Train serves the children and in Union County with gifts at Christmas time and also food vouchers as well. Our mission is to help kids at Christmas time because those people who deserve it, they're privileged people who are underprivileged people, I should say, that need a little bit of help, need a little bit of assistance during this time. So we try to help kids as best as we can. Last year we did 640 kids, and we're very happy to be able to do that with the Friends of Union County and also anywhere else as well. So it's a great program for us. We're in our 34th year of
doing
this.
Oh, my goodness. And what are the ages that you serve?
Currently we serve children 13 and under, and I've been very successful with that for the last, like I say, 34 years. So
what else? Who else do you serve? Because I know there's other gaps.
Yes, there is. We've also expanded over the years to be able to help seniors and also those that are disabled. So last year we did over 350 seniors in the county that meet our eligibility guidelines as well.
Now that's not giving them Christmas presents. Explain to them what you get, what they get.
No, we have that live auction that's coming up as well. We'll talk about that soon. But the money we raise from the live auction, all of it goes to a food vouchers from Kroger's to be able to provide to those families, seniors and disabled. So
yeah.
All that money goes back out.
So we get toys and gifts for kids, and you do food vouchers for the other folks, the disabled and the seniors.
That's correct. The families get food vouchers based upon the size of the family. And last year, like we did over $200,000 in food vouchers. It's a bundle.
Okay. And so you said it's been going on for all these years. And do you think this year is going to be a little bit different?
Oh, yes. We have already, over the guidelines that we have from the CDC and Union County Health Department, there are some real restrictions on this year. Adopting kids will still be available, but we have a couple, three different guidelines associated with that this year. There are people who really enjoy buying gifts and toys and delivering to those kids as well. So it's heartwarming for some of us, and it's an enjoyable time. So that option is still going to be available for those people who wish to adopt kids and be able to deliver. That's the only thing we can do as far as toys are concerned. Others may wish to be able to adopt. We'll provide a wish list, as we do to all of our adopters, and they can provide a gift card, we hope, for to be able to purchase those items. We'll get that gift card to that family as well.
Okay.
Or if they wish to make a donation, we'll use those donation funds to buy toys ourselves and or a gift card and be able to get them to the family. So we have multiple ways this year of being able to help the kids in our area and be able to assist them.
Do you think there's a greater need this year?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you have applications. Actually, the application process is now.
Right,
it's early.
In the middle of it now. We just started it the second week here in September, so we're right in the middle of it. And it'll run through the end of October, October 31st. Applications can be picked up online, www.caretrain.org. That's available online, as I've said, and some of our locations in the Marysville area as well.
Okay, so caretrain.org is where they can go to find the application?
That's correct.
All right, and they have to do it before the end of October. See, that seems really early, although I've already seen Christmas stuff in the stores.
Yes, you're right about that, and I've already got my wife's Christmas present, so we're good with that. But the important part is, it has to get in because we need to get those kids out to people to be able to adopt them so they can shop for them as well. So it's a process, and we've managed it that way for the last, 34 years.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to be back with more with Jim Cisa from the CARE Train in Union County. We got to talk about the way that you as individuals and businesses, can get involved. So stick around. We've got more of our community spotlight coming up. We are doing the community spotlight this morning. Jim Cisa is here. He's with the CARE Train of Union County, and he's the distribution chair, which means he helps distribute those toys and vouchers and all that kind of stuff, the designations, where they go. And we talked a little bit about the people that you serve, families and especially young kids and the disabled and seniors. There's a lot of different ways that the CARE Train provides for those. But let's talk about the auction, because that has been something that's been a staple in Union County for many, many years.
Yes, it has, and it's been a real boon to us as well in providing the funds to be able to provide those food vouchers to our folks in the county.
So let's give them a snapshot of how that looks.
Well, normally it's the second Saturday in December, and if you'll know right off the bat, there is another event occurring on
the
second Saturday in December this year. There's a football game, and we're happy for football. Don't get me wrong there. I'm glad to hear it as well. And we're trying to work around that. We're working on tentative plans. We will have a virtual auction this year. We'll be live on the internet and be able to host our auction. The exact day and time is still being worked out with trying to work around that football game.
Yeah.
And we will, because we know where attention will be. But importantly, it's all virtual, all online, to be able to tune in and be able to bid on the items that are there for the auction. So it's important.
Do you still do the silent, but the board?
Yeah, the bid boards are still available, and we'll be able to do those as well, so people can see those items early in the process, because they'll be online early. We actually start the bid boards a week in advance.
Oh, okay.
So you can bid all during that week as well.
Okay.
But the final bidding will occur on that Saturday morning.
So that happens in the morning, and then you do the live auction after that, which is a whole lot of fun.
Dan Westlake has always been our auctioneer and done a fabulous job with us, and we're really excited to have him again with us as well. So it'll be a different type of audience, because there won't be anybody there, but it'll be the crew available, that's taping us for doing the broadcast with us as well. But online, be able to call in as well and be able to bid on those items that we have in the community.
So how can the residents, the folks around here, the businesses, can they get involved with this?
Yes. We are always looking for quality items to be able to put into the auction. And certainly donations are appreciated. And our director, Pam Sturwell, will be out there reaching out to people to be able to make those donations. We like to be able to offer trips if we can. You know, we have a lot of concerns this year. Concerts in the future are up in the air, so we may have some of those as well. But there's a lot of great items that are out there, and donations made by many, many folks.
You'll take in any donations.
We'll take in just about any of the donations.
Yeah.
There are some limitations we have, but for the most part, we want people to be able to have an item that's available. We're also encouraging people to as they donate that item, to be able to hold that item there. We'll be able to send the people to them who will bid on it, bring them into their store, see their items as well.
Yes.
But who knows? They may buy something additional as well. So
It's
a great thing for everyone, as we see it, for the community.
And it is a tax write-off, because you are a 501c3.
Yes, we are. 501c3 forever. So, and it's been a long time.
So caretrain.org.
Caretrain.org is where you can go to the website. On the website, there are multiple options. You can go to the auction, and you can there's a process where it looks at actually bidding on the auction items as well. So it's all laid out pretty good with our people. Our Richwood marketing people have done an excellent job with us.
All right, so let me ask you one final question.
Sure.
When people, if there's a business that's listening, or even somebody who might have a timeshare or something, they want to donate this, how do they go about it, and what's the deadline?
The deadline normally is around the 1st of November, so we can get everything online, and they can go to our website, caretrain.org, and they'll be able to make a donation there. And there's also contact information as well. So we have a phone number, we got the website information. So that's the key there. Start with our website, and you can get to everything.
And if people want to if they want to adopt families, that's available too.
They can adopt. They can make cash. Well, they can make donations online as well. So every resource that they need is available right on our website.
All right, and all the questions are right there, or the answers to the questions are there as well, or the contact information.
And of course, certainly they can give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to answer them as well.
All right, well, when you get that date finalized, let us know. We'll put it on our community calendar and let people know that it's going on.
It's going on. Yes, it is.
All right. Jim, thanks so much for coming in. It's Jim Cisa, who's the distribution chair for the CareTrain in Union County, and that is our community spotlight for today. Hey, folks, check it out. Just go and take a look. It's been around for a long time. It does a lot of great things in the community. And so go to caretrain.org, get all the info, and even pray about donating, whether in cash or adopting a family or as a business, just making sure that something special is in that live auction. caretrain.org. You can listen to this and even share it later on when we put it up on our website under the Community Spotlight tab. Under the Community tab, go to shinefmohio.com.
We're community supported Shine FM.